Well, I want to welcome everybody to this morning's edition to Saturday AM Live. This is your illustrious host, Vance Rogers, coming at you live from a very dark and windy, cold Corbett, Oregon. It's actually no white stuff, no frozen liquid stuff, just a nice, beautiful December morning with a full moon going down on one end and then the sun coming up on the Columbia River Gorge on the other end. So I want to welcome everybody to today's call and let you know, before we jump on into things and hear from our special guests, a couple things I want to make known, and these are not time sensitive. However, they can be very timely if you utilize them. Just to remind everybody to continually check the NECN main website, the MyNECN.com website, to see what specials are going on. And it's not like we've got two-for-one stuff coming at us, but there are some great things to take advantage, always, that are there. Right now with the Kens and cookware and the jewelry, and so you just want to make sure you avail yourself of that on a regular basis. So just want to throw that out there. And then another thing before I forget, next weekend we're going to have a special guest with us, Dave Balzer. And you're going to want to make sure you're on the call. And any technical people that you may have would be a good call to get them on, whether they're the engineering type, the analytical type. It doesn't really matter, or if they want to know the real heartbeat of the nuts and bolts of why NECN goes the route they do when it comes to product development, Dave will answer those questions. And if you've got questions, please submit them to me, either via email or just pick up the phone and call me, and I'd love to get those. And my email address, and I'll give it to you right up front here, is vsrogers. 995@AOL.com. That's VSRogers995@AOL.com. And there's no D in Rogers. So any questions you may have, and Dave will be with us next week. So this morning we've got with us a gal that, since May of 2006, not even a full year at this point, has been making waves in the NECN community with her story. She has suffered from, in the last few years, in the last decade, I believe is when it started thereabouts, and I've got a list in front of me that's pretty lengthy, and some of these words, I don't even know how to pronounce them, so I'm going to let Emma correct me if I'm wrong here, and of course on my list, when I hand wrote this, I misspelled them considerably, rheumatoid arthritis, there's something called ankylosing spondylitis, psoriatic arthritis, fibromyalgia, diverticulitis, heart inflammation, a lung condition, liver failure. Oh, and lest we forget, just those minor nagging, aching back problems that 80% of Americans deal with. So things changed, however, from literally being years of held in captivity and bondage to these conditions come last May. And Emma, I would like you to share with the group this morning how that change came about, and because I would really be doing you a disservice and the rest of us a disservice if I just said, well, you had some problems, you hooked up with NECN, and boom, now all your problems are gone. Because I think
that's really what happened, and that's the beauty of NECN.
So the call's over. It's a new record for Vance, the shortest call we've ever done.
Yeah, that's the beauty of NECN, and boy, I sound like a hypochondriac if I didn't have all the medical records to prove it. I could carry it around, but it would cost a lot of gasoline to tote that file, so I don't. But
now, Emma,
I'm
curious. Now, we can name conditions. And those, of course, are what the medical community assigned to you. For somebody who's never really suffered from any one of those, I mean, most people have back problems, but I mean, good grief, liver failure, heart inflammation, yeah, lung, the diverticulitis, the fibromyalgia. I mean, we're familiar with fibromyalgia, but those first three, I mean, arthritis, we kind of know what that is, but what the heck is
spondylitis?
SpongeBob syndrome, or, you know, I hate SpongeBob syndrome, or, you know.
Yeah, I wish. They're all related. They're all immune system breakdowns and disorders. And I started out, they thought, with rheumatoid arthritis because there's actually a blood test for that, and it was positive. But it was so aggressive, they just kept sending me everywhere. I went to the Mayo Clinic. They weren't exactly sure why my case was so aggressive, and so they treated it with aggressive medications, and they really think some of those prostate medications catapulted me into those other immune system disorders. So I had inflammation around my heart, in my lungs, in my intestines. All of that came from rheumatoid arthritis. Psoriatic arthritis is involvement of the skin, and many of you probably heard of psoriasis, and it's psoriasis, but it's psoriasis on steroids. I literally had skin that sloughed off in strips off my hands and feet. I had to wear protective strips like burn victims, and, you know, then you have your heart that you're worried about because it's being attacked by rheumatoid arthritis. My lungs had nodules in them, and so they had to be aggressive with the medications, and that's what attacked my liver. So, you know, before that, I was an active mom. I was a dedicated worker. I was a licensed investment banker and branch manager, and I always advise people to invest and save their money, saying you're only one illness away from catastrophe, and I still marvel at the irony of that today. I deteriorated so rapidly that eventually I couldn't do anything. I lost it all. I lost my career, my only income, my home, my ability to care for my two sons and myself. I was bedridden most of the time, and when I could get up, it was on crutches or double canes or a wheelchair. My mother also was ill at the same time, and it was a tremendous burden on my family. I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought I would die, but I kept being told, nope, this doesn't kill you. It's a long and torturous existence. So I prayed for death. I really did. I didn't want to live like that anymore. But my good friends, Craig and Teresa Jefferson from here in Berea, Kentucky, Craig and I actually worked together many years ago. They had not seen me for a while, inquired about me, and someone said, oh, she's really ill. And Teresa says it took a little while for Craig to get up the nerve to call me and say, let me talk to you about something.
When the comment was made that you were really ill, I mean, in other words, like, man, as they say in the South, you know, she's a mess. Yeah.
She's a mess. I was a disaster.
Yeah, okay, literally a walking disaster or a lot of times a laying disaster because you couldn't get up. And so,
no, I couldn't get up.
I'm curious because you and I chatted the other day and you said that you kind of had a closet full of Miracle Wonder products that none of them really did anything. Were you a little bit skeptical when they started talking to you about these technologies?
I was, and I understand why people are skeptical, because you're sent to the best doctors in the world. You know, I've been to Mayo Clinic, and they're telling me this is all that can be done, these traditional therapies. And my own rheumatologist, whom I trust, said this is it. You know, you're getting the best. And I'd read every kind of research study I could from the NIH and the CDC. I kept infections, so I had a CDC specialist here in Lexington, Kentucky that I worked with. And they tell you this is all that can be done. But you're desperate. You buy anything and everything. If an infomercial was on when my sons walked into the room, they'd just start groaning. Oh, God, now she's going to buy these, you know, hip waiter boots that inflate and they'll get rid of all your arthritis in your legs. Actually, they were excited about those because I would beg my sons to sit on my legs. That pressure was the only relief I could get.
Now, and how old are your two sons, Emma?
They're almost 23 and almost 16, so 15
okay.
and 22. And
okay.
Not many people know, but both my sons have been diagnosed with the same arthritis.
Oh, wow. So this is something that's being passed on generational then.
It is. It comes through the mother. Talk about a guilt trip.
Oh.
To the mother usually affects the sons and not the daughters. My 22-year-old had to give up a soccer scholarship at college and come home, basically. And he's back in college, but he gave up his soccer dream because ankylosing spondylitis eventually fuses your joints and your spine. And whatever position, it's gradual, but whatever position that you're normally in during the day, posture or lying in bed sleeping, That's how your body fuses. So if we could not get him under control, his body will completely fuse. His elbows and knees won't bend. He won't be able to turn his head. He won't be able to bend his weight. That's ankylosing spondylitis.
Now, Emma, this is obviously something that just, as a matter of coincidence, is not going to get better on its own, correct?
No. No.
So the medical community, basically, I'm going to imagine, for lack of better terms, what I refer to them as, they issued you a cripple sticker. In other words,
yes, they did.
You are now a full-fledged disabled handicap, and you have the privileges, and you get to basically enjoy the benefits of that, if there is such a thing as enjoying the benefits of being disabled. And
for other people, everybody wants to ride with me.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Park up closer to the stores or to the, theater. Everybody loves that.
Right, lest we park further away and get a little bit of exercise when we walk.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to get started down that trail. But, so you're introduced to the Neekins products. You're definitely a major candidate as far as the technology and what these products will do for you. You're a little skeptical. And what did you start with? I'm always curious. What one product did you start with, or did you realize that, hey, man, not one product is going to, address my needs? I need to kind of ante up here.
You don't really know. You can look at a catalog, and there's just a myriad of products, and you don't know where to start. But Craig and Teresa were right on the money when they said you need the complete wellness home. Now, I'm on disability income, and I couldn't afford to buy everything at once. But they had extra products because of AutoShip, and they said, buy what you can, borrow this till you can buy the next piece. And so I had several pieces at once. And I really didn't know what to start with, but Craig and Teresa gave me ideas, and then Craig would ask permission, can so-and-so call you, Martha Herring, Nina, and they talk to you about what the best things are to do. And
so
the best part.
He was asking people to call you to give their, not call you to basically leech your story out of you at that point, but he was asking if it was okay for people to call you to give their input and direction on how to use. So basically you were getting what the catalog, and Neekins Materials does not provide. He was putting people across your path to give you input on how to use and how to get the best results from what you did have.
And it lends credence to the products because you're talking to experts and you're talking to people that have been in the corporation a long time. And he was very selective in who he chose because they had medical backgrounds, which was important to me.
Okay.
And so they said, definitely you need to start with the water, sleep system, insoles, nutritionals, and something to sit on during the day or lie on during the day, and the air. And we got the water and insoles, loose magnets for pockets. And I say we because I bought stuff for my mother and my oldest son. My younger son is not having arthritis symptoms yet. He had a few symptoms. We had him tested, but he's right now in a good place. So we're getting him, he's getting Christmas gifts from Neekin. But we bought as much as we could, and Teresa and Craig loaned me the rest, and as I could buy it myself, I got it. Now, I will go back, and I tell everyone I talk to now, I wish I had just done whatever, put it on credit card, taken out a small loan. I feel like I would have gotten well quicker had I gotten everything at once.
So what? Tell us about the turnaround. I mean, time-wise, what took? I mean, was this days, minutes, weeks, months?
Some things were immediate. I said I had chronic rampant infections, and when I say infections, I don't mean a throat infection or an ear infection. My whole lymphatic system would just blow up, and I would have lymph nodes the size of golf balls all over my body.
Oh, that must have been fun and attractive at the same time, right?
It was. Nobody wanted to stand next to me in line at the grocery store. I had the aisle all to myself. I didn't go out.
Freakazoid lady at Chuck's Down 12.
Is that contagious? But anyway, the water took care of that immediately. And I was so focused on my mother. My mother was near death that I didn't even realize until later. I said, hey, it's been 2 months and I haven't had an infection. That was just unheard of. I kept the infection. So the water, I think, was the most important thing for me in the beginning. And it didn't get rid of the pain, per se, but it started my body healing, I felt like, from the inside out.
Sure.
And then my mother had immediate results. And a lot of people use the body balance program to lose weight. But I'm here to tell you that I've seen it in three capacities. I feel like it gives your body the nutrition, and then your body adjusts itself to the ideal weight. My mother drank that, and within a week, she could sit up. She hadn't done that in months and months on Ensure and Boost.
Imagine
the
that.
The nutrition is double. We checked the labels. We weren't just going to give her anything. And the labels clearly show that the nutritional value of the body balance is the shake, is double that of Boost and Ensure.
Mm.
So she got really good results almost immediately. She had compression fractures and a whole host of things. That's another story, but
maybe we'll get Mom on the call here sometime.
Sometime now, we'll have to.
Emma, how old is?
I took about 8 weeks total to begin the healing process, but I really believe it's because I had to pick up things as I went along. I really feel if I had gotten the entire wellness package at once, I would have healed faster.
Now, Emma, I'm going to ask one of the two questions that, you know, male is never supposed to ask a female. And I'm not going to ask you, but I'm curious.
I don't care.
Were both you or your mother dealing with the weight issue? Because you talk about the body balance shakes. And a lot of people look at that and say, you know, I don't need that, or I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah, we did it at the same time because I was on steroids. Plus, you're inactive, but I was on heavy. They told me these were the heaviest doses of steroids that ever put anybody on. I was always, you're my worst patient. And I would say, you know, that's not the type of accolades I want. But they kept saying, you're our worst patient. You're our worst, you know, not temperament.
So did they, when you went into the doctor's office, did they have, you know, worst patient of the month award and your picture was there, or, you know, theoretically?
Well, they just have three or four other physicians. I called my friends from across town at the other hospital and they're here to stare at you today. Is that all right? Oh, I don't know. If I say no, do I still get my treatment? You know.
And do they give you the dum-dum sucker or the cookie on your way out the door, too?
Yeah, at the end. Absolutely. But I found that I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
Talking about weight issues, ultimately.
Oh, that's right.
I asked that proverbial question.
Yeah. So my mother gained 15 pounds in a month. Her nutrition levels were so low, and she had just bottomed out. I was off the steroids because I got osteoporosis from the steroids and could no longer take them. And so I went on the shakes and lost 25 pounds. My son, who's thin as a rail but needed to bulk up, he gained 6 pounds, but you could tell it was all muscle, little calves and his biceps were starting to get defined. And that's when I realized, well, we got three people in this household that had three different body balance needs. And these, not just the shakes, but the whole program, met all three of those needs.
Sure.
Fabulous. Fabulous program.
So what, when you're talking to people today, when you see where Neekin's brought you since May, so we're talking, and I have to count on my fingers, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, basically less than 7 months, your life has been dramatically changed because somebody gave you the gift of what Neekin has to offer. But, of course, I like the way you phrase that because I missed the name. Was it Craig and?
Craig and Teresa.
Craig and Teresa. I like the way there's something to be learned in the statement they used is that, you know, especially the mess that you are, Emma, you need to start with the whole wellness home. But they literally said, look at it, if you're going to, and not using these exact words maybe, but if you're going to take your life in your own hands when it comes to wellness, you need to radically turn things around, and that's going to start with the wellness home.
Right.
And they didn't buy you that wellness home, right?
No.
So they allowed you the opportunity to invest into your own health, and you started in what, and then we've seen this happen before all the time, that, you know, well, you make that commitment, you take one step, and we'll take one step. When somebody's ready, because I love this story, and I use this illustration so many times, probably burn it into the ground, and people are like, oh no, here he goes again with the Bethesda story. You know, one of the greatest miracles that we read about in the Bible was when Jesus, you know, healed the man at the pool of Bethesda. And he said, asked the question, do you want to be well? I mean, that's not my paraphrase. I mean, that's exactly how he asked it. And the guy said, yeah, but, and he listed all the excuses. And I think so many times today we get into that rut of listing out the excuses of, we maybe want to, but hey, you know, if I get well, then I have to give up my disabled sticker. If I get well,
then I couldn't wait to throw that out.
And you know, and that's such a bummer, because there's so many neat, wonderful opportunities that people would have, not only to do things, but to be an input to their own and an impact to their own family, let alone be a drain on the family and their friends. So basically, Craig and Teresa said, look, make the investment, and we'll meet you halfway and help you get there. So that was seven months ago. What has happened as far as the business opportunity, and you and I chatted about this the other day, of being able to supplement your income? Because I would imagine, going from the extreme case of where you were, lack of a better term, as being an invalid, to now saying, hey, wait a second, if I have my life back,
I have you... I can earn money.
And that's a novel concept in itself, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because I didn't want, that was the darkest day of my life to apply for disability. And I went straight to the vocational rehabilitation department of the state and said, test me. They test people and they try to put them in school so that they can, maybe they can't do whatever they did before, but maybe they can do something different. And they tested me and said, your aptitude's great, but I had to go in with, you know, burn strips on my hands and feet, and barely able to hold the pen to take the aptitude test. And their final report was, you know, you have the intelligence to do it, but physically you'll never work again. And I just couldn't accept that. The best part of my story is that it's not unique. There are thousands or millions of stories on every kind of health concern out there. And it just makes you wonder how many Meekin stories are out there just waiting to happen. And I always say, I didn't get into the business, because Craig right away said, when you get well, let's work together again. And I was so ill at that time, I said, I'll never do it. Don't want to do it. I didn't get into the business, but the business got into me.
Hmm.
I needed to tell everybody about it.
I'm curious, because there are a lot of people out there who say, no, come on, I just maybe want some wellness products. And you know, there are probably people listening right now or in the future that will come across somebody's path that is in a world of hurt physically. And we always tend to, it's kind of like religion and politics. People say, oh, you don't want to talk about that with complete...
Or money.
Yeah, or money. And why are we so afraid? What is it? So what are you doing to enable yourself? Because obviously you're not shy. I mean, describing some of the conditions that you've gone through as far as just the outward appearance of what it is, but knowing how your life has turned around, and I would imagine that you're not afraid to talk to anybody about this. How would you encourage other people who have maybe been dealing with something like this, or a condition that is literally... I mean, as a result of Meekin's products, everything is 180-degree turnaround. What would you say to encourage them to take that first step to get out there and say, hey, okay, now you've had the experience of what Meekin's given you. It's now time to share that. And let's not discount the opportunity to actually put some money back in their own pockets. And maybe, like you were saying, you know, get Christmas gifts for free because of what Meekin's paid us.
Absolutely.
So what would you say to encourage people to make that step and say, hey, you know, you got to share this with folks?
You have to. How can you not share that? Everybody knows somebody with a chronic or critical health concern. Everybody. And at first I said, I don't know 100 people, because I've been a recluse for years. I don't know 100 people. But walking around in the community, people would come up and say, oh my gosh, you know, where's your wheelchair? What have you done? You look fantastic. You've even lost weight, you know. And you have to be able to share that with people. And I just started calling people. I mailed out, I don't know, a couple of hundred copies of my story to people I knew in the community but didn't know super well.
Mm-hmm.
And just put a little note saying, you know, some of you knew about my illness, some of you did not. I want you to read my story, because it's a story of hope and deliverance and blessing. And I'm sending this to you because you are ill or you know someone who's ill.
And what kind of response did you get from that?
Well, I've had several people call, and I have sold a few things. Everybody that's tried something has had a positive improvement.
Imagine that.
A real improvement.
Okay.
And some people that I knew what they had, either I knew them well enough to know what their health concern was, or I just heard it from somebody else, then I would pull something relevant to them off that consultant's CD and send it.
And you're referring,
say,
you're referring to the Cindy Morey's,
yes.
What do they call that thing? Well,
wellness consultant resource CD.
Wellness consultant
something
resource
like
CD.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And
I call it the wow CD because every story you're just like, wow.
Yeah. So basically, you even if you don't have, and you've got a slew of product experience yourself. I mean, there's not. I mean, if you just focus on one of those. So basically, as Jerry White talks about having two parallel universes right there, you've always got a fresh story or something that would relate to them, and then also
right.
you can tie into the business with that. You mentioned you sent out quite a few letters. Now, you have the opportunity to go back and follow up with these by if you've got the phone number to call them or use a reverse
every search. Single one of them, absolutely.
And you're going
and
through
one
and
lady,
them.
Yes, and one lady, for example, she's lost her voice and she has all over chronic pain, and so I knew she couldn't answer the phone, so Craig and I sat down and talked about what we were going to go with, and I had to go before her husband got home because I'd been calling, and he'd say, he would intervene and say, well, she'll get back to you on that. She's lying on the floor. She can't even get up and listen to you talk to her because she's in so much pain. She's lying flat on the floor. And I would say, Howard, what are you waiting on? You know? And so I just showed up on her doorstep with a gallon jug of IMAG water and insoles and a necklace. Craig had all those extras, Craig and Teresa, and I just showed up on her doorstep. I knew her husband wouldn't be home for a couple hours, and I said, here, you take this, and I said, this may not be enough, and I tell everyone this. I can't promise you that you'll get well. I can't even promise you that you'll have the results that I did, but you need to try.
And I think that right there is the major disclosure that we need to remind ourselves that not everybody's going to have as dramatic a turnaround. Some people are going to it's going to happen faster.
Right.
So, you know, we're not doctors. I mean, you don't have an ND behind, you know, MD behind your name. I definitely don't have an MD behind
my
name.
I have all the training now. I just don't have a certificate, the license.
And you spend enough time in office, doctor's offices and hospitals, I'm sure, to get enough experience under your belt. But we have to remind ourselves that these products are just simply natural. It's what you keyed in on this when you talked about getting the nutrients in your body that your body can also already, you know, not only function, but when the body's getting the right quality rather versus quantity, and then. You know, then things change, things turn around, and whether it's the water, whether it's the sleep system, whether it's the air, it's all the components of a wellness home, and that's what really gives us the opportunity to have the success we have. Emma, for the sake of time, I want to, because you did an incredible job of typing up your story, and if people don't have that, they can email me or call me or, you know, talk to someone, because Dave Johnson was nice enough to broadcast it out to the entire world of Nikanites out there.
I heard.
Yeah. And I'm curious though, when it comes to one thing, and the statement's been said, you know, your why for Nikan or your why for wellness should make you cry. Is there one thing that, I mean, looking at this list of things you suffered with, was there one thing that was the tipping point for you that you knew that the light at the end of the tunnel was not a proverbial light, that, man, this was it, I've arrived, and things are going to be different? Was there one thing that was the factor?
There were two things. First of all, and I need to give credit to for credit to do. Out of all the thousands and millions of emails out there, Craig Jefferson zeroed in on an email about Carrie Roundy, the courageous Texas gal that had just about everything, exactly the same symptoms and everything that I had.
And she started a lot younger.
Yes. Oh, yes. She suffered many more years than I have. And Craig said, she seems to have everything you do. And I was starting to have these horrible reactions where I couldn't even take my medicine and I couldn't take in food. Everything was causing a reaction. I didn't realize it was my liver failure. And that liver product stopped those symptoms in 4 days.
Wow.
And so I knew these nutritionals are a huge part of this. And so I started taking the joint supplement in earnest. So the two epiphanies for me was my recent blood work. I just got blood work. I saw my primary physician for the first time in months. I see the specialist often, so they've seen this transformation, but he had not seen me. And when he walked in, he said, "Wow, we're feeling better." I said, "Yes, we are." And he said, "What do you attribute this turnaround?" And I said, "Japanese technology, my friend." And he said, "Oh, well, tell me about it." And I said, "Here, I've got you a packet. This is your new retirement fund." And he said, "Would you care if I did your blood work anyway, your monthly blood work?" And see, and I said, "Absolutely not. You know, I'm not going to discount traditional medicine. If my blood work had come back and he had said, you know, do this, I would. I would have come back and gotten more Neukin products, but I would have listened to him." I got my blood work back. I have zero inflammation in my body, no arthritis markers this month for the first time in a decade. The inflammation around my heart, gone. That's bye-bye to another daily medication. And my liver enzymes are dropping back to normal. So I knew this was medical proof, you know, proof from the medical community that what I already knew in my heart was true. But the big walk came from my 15-year-old. We were in the car and we were turning the radio up really loud and singing and being crazy, and he said, "Well, wow, when did you turn into this crazy person?" He's all crazy. We were laughing, and it made me cry because he didn't know that that was really me. And I said, "Christopher, this is the real me. I've been sick for so long that he didn't know me."
Wow.
And I said, "You know, you were only 5 when Mom got sick, and you don't remember that this is the real me, the person that laughs and talks to people and likes to get crazy." So that's the why.
And I would imagine that he had a major paradigm shift as a 15-year-old at that point,
yes,
knowing
yes.
that, wow, this is going to be fun. This yeah. is going to be exciting. And
we're having a blast. I don't have to sit in a wheelchair at the side of the football field. I'm way up in the middle, and I've got these 2 huge flags, and I made a big sweatshirt with his. I wanted to put his face on, and he said, "Please, God, don't." So it's got his name and his football number on there, and I'm screaming like an idiot every game. And he turns around sometimes whenever he's off the field and smiles at me.
Well, I know, Emma, that just in that little snapshot, you know, and as I said, you know, our why should make us cry. And I'm a parent as well, and very involved in the community as far as with young people. And I know that it happens when we're able to share our story, especially with one of our own, one of our offspring.
Right.
And one of the legacy that we get to live. And I cannot imagine the difference that things are going, the road, the journey now that's ahead of you and the boys, how much that's dramatically changed because somebody just stepped out of their comfort shell and just said, "Hey, you're a mess." And we think we may have something here that'll work. And I need to add, we don't make medical claims. We just know that these things work. And
right.
you know, the flip side of that is if they work, then you know, why not get paid handsomely in the end for it? We have to just keep sharing. So Emma, I want to thank you. I really do, from the bottom of my heart, for being vulnerable, and sharing your story, because your story, along with, you know, people taking the initiative and saying, hey, and they can hand somebody the CD and say, hey, why don't you listen to this? We can't argue with results. And it's no different, because I know that a year from now, even 6 months from now, you just keep doing what you're doing. And as all of us know this, if we'll just keep talking to people and just sharing our story, and if we don't have a story, well, we could lie and make up one. No, we don't want to do that. But we can take dramatic stories like yours and be able to pass it on to other folks and say, you know, what do you got to lose? You know, and some people may think, well, they look like they've got it all together, but, you know, we just got to at least try. So, Emma, again,
I will tell you one last thing, then.
Yes.
When people say to me, I can't afford these prices, you know, apparently I can't afford to get healthy, then I can honestly say you can't afford not to get healthy, because you're only one illness away from catastrophe. It's what I always told people before. And I can whip out my tax return and show them I spent over $7,400 out of my pocket that year on medicine. And if you take away I've got over $200 a month in prescriptions. That's not counting doctor's visits. If you ask people those questions, then they see the aha. Oh, well, if I could eventually get off that, there's $200 a month that I can spend on an Econ product.
Well, that would be
all
for
math.
Yeah, for a husband and wife, for a standard household, that's auto ship. I mean, big time.
Right.
And, I mean, you just go with the basic of the Kens and Mens and Women's and the Siaga and the J's and the, I mean, just the basic stuff. $200 that you're not spending on poisons putting in your body to deal with one thing that are going to create another problem. I mean, I just marvel every time I see a magazine ad for a new drug and I flip it over and I'm like, now how come they don't use the big font that they did for the advertisement on the second page to describe all the things that are going to go wrong with my body when I put that in it? Because it would take up the whole rest of the magazine if they used the regular size font. So, anyway, I don't want to go down that bunny trail, but again, I tell everyone,
you know, God bless this family, and it is a family.
Yeah.
And I may not have even tried these things if I hadn't had the encouragement along the way from the emails and phone calls. So thank you very much.
Well, we want to say thank you on behalf of the Nikan family, because you've given us just that glimmer of hope. And it's a great reminder to remind us that, hey, we don't know who we're going to come across, whose paths we're going to cross, and then the people that we know, we don't know who they're going to come across in path. And today is actually the 14-year mark for Stacy and I, of when I actually, you know, signed that application and spent the $49 and faxed it in. This was before computers. Well, we had computers, but before internet. And I just think that, man, how many more people could I have shared it with if I just would have been a little bit more aggressive and just take that extra step. So I think all of us can respond to that challenge. So, Emma, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and jumping on the call. And we look forward to seeing you and hearing more updates and what takes place in your son's lives when they see that physical turnaround. And I know that things are going to get only better from here. So, you guys, everybody else, thank you so much for joining us. And if you did not see Emma's story in print, we'll make sure that we get it attached to the CD, and Brad will have it up soon at growingandwellness.com. Again, that's www.growingandwellness.com, and it'll be there for your listening enjoyment. There's always great resources there, so please check it out. And next week, quick reminder, Dave Balzer will be with us on the call. And please, if you've got any technical questions or anything regarding the new products, please email me. And I'm just creating a list, and I'm, you know, consolidating them, because there's a lot of duplicates. But don't miss the opportunity to get a question asked, because I'm not sure, for the sake of time, if we'll be able to open up the line for Q&A. So if you just do it a little bit in advance, just do a little homework. You got 7 whole days. Get it to me, and I'll make sure we ask the questions. So everybody have a fantastic weekend, and thanks again for joining us this morning, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.